This is the Daily Update for Monday, July 10th, 2017. James Comey's memos had classified information in them when he leaked them purposely to the media. So he signed an agreement, and it's against federal law. It is a felony for him or anybody else to release classified material to the public like Hillary Clinton, right? So the FBI says that they were not his private documents, like James Comey said, and they said that he is guilty of allowing classified material to get out to the media. So he's in hot water, and everything's backfired upon him. And if James Comey thinks he has all these friends and like Robert Mueller, you know what? Those guys in the FBI, I hate to say, they really have no friends, you know what I mean? Because they are those types of people that look at people they work with and, hey, maybe you're a possible adversary. I don't trust you. They build their whole life on distrust. As a private investigator, I kind of feel the same stuff, you know, at times. But I will tell you this, James Comey has a lot of trouble coming, and he is in hot water. So, de Blasio, mayor of New York City, goes to G20 for protesting. So he went there to join the protests in Hamburg. He leaves New York City in the middle of a crisis. There's a subway and train crisis. 74% of people are late for work on average, which is unbelievable. There are fires, power outages. All these terrible things are happening. And then even today, a garbage fire, which caused commuter chaos. So this is a mayor that leaves his post when things are in decay in New York City, and then instead goes and protests against capitalism, which is what he stands for as mayor of New York City. So time for him to go, right? Donald Trump is in the news for not something nasty, not something terribly said, none of this piggery. What did he do? He's going into his helicopter. A Marine is standing there. His hat blows off. Trump bends over, picks up the hat, puts it on back on the guy's head, and then taps him on the arm. And then it blows off again. Trump goes running after his hat, puts it back on the Marine, well, actually handed it to somebody else at that point, and got in a helicopter so he could go where he was going, right? But you know what this shows? This wasn't a photo op. You know, during the last many presidencies, we've seen these presidents pose with dogs, animals, whatever, you know, giving out stuff at soup kitchen, whatever the hell that they do. They want that photo op so they can put it out there saying, oh, look, I'm a decent person, but they really, you know, really not. If you're making a photo op out of it, it was done on purpose. They're not doing it for decency, they're doing it for the photograph, right? So here's Trump just doing something nice. No matter all the negative stuff and whatever, it's just him doing something nice for someone. But you know what that is? That is an impulse to do something nice, which shows you that the guy ain't so bad. It shows you that he's got some common decency inside of him and some respect. It shows you that when the liberals mock and say, oh, it's not news and how dare you put this in the news, but they're hypocrites because they were for all the other nonsense from Obama, from all these other presidents and whoever. Whoever they back, they're happy no matter what they do. Whoever they don't back, they want to destroy them no matter what they do. And that's extremist, right? And that's not really representative of this country as a whole. So that's why liberals are being mocked today. But not a photo op. It shows you that Trump actually cares and is real. So Hawaii has a growing homeless encampment problem. You know, homeless people need a place to go. Homeless people have no place to live. They are destitute. They're living in their car. Sometimes they have nothing. And they're living in the streets, sleeping on the streets. All of this, and these are all human beings that we in America have failed. When we see homeless people on the street, we know that we have failed those people as human beings. We're supposed to be our brother's keeper, right? But then we allow all these terrible things to happen. So now in Hawaii, they want armed rangers, park rangers, to enforce the laws and go after these homeless people, oh, because they smell and there's garbage and there's feces and whatever because they don't have any restrooms to use and that type of thing. But you know what the bottom line is? They need a place to go, and you can chase them out of a park, they got to go somewhere else. So why don't we solve the homeless problem instead? And instead of bringing hundreds of thousands of refugees into the U.S. and allowing millions of illegal aliens to come into the U.S. all these years, why haven't we taken care of the homeless problem? Why haven't we solved that problem first? Why are veterans in the streets homeless? Why are families in the street homeless? So these are all questions you need to ask when you look at those politicians and they want your vote and they're willing to lie, cheat, and steal and do whatever they can to get it for their own personal gain. But what are they and what are we doing for each other? That's the real deal. And same for sanctuary cities. So we're going to spend billions of dollars for all this, but we still have a homeless problem. That is deplorable. So cancer is now more common than getting married, a study says. They're blaming it on cell phone usage, even though cell phone companies swear up and down that their cell phones don't cause cancer. But let's face it, cell phone, Wi-Fi, cell towers, all that are radio waves, damaging radio waves. It damages the tissue in your body. So brain cancer has increased 48% in the last 15 years. This year, they're looking at 80,000 new cases expected for brain cancer. 32% of them, they say, will be malignant. So that's a huge number of people who will die of brain cancer this and next year. 700,000 people in the U.S. are living with brain tumors as we speak. So these are all things that you need to think about when you pick up that cell phone, you put it to your head, and you keep it to your head. If anything, keep it as far away from your body as possible, you know, and use some kind of headphones. But even the headphones that are like Bluetooth headphones, that is also radio waves going through your brain. You don't want those radio waves going through your brain. You don't want to hang out by cell phone towers, and you don't want to sit in your Wi-Fi in your home. So if you care about your health, think about those things. So today is Pina Colada Day. So if you're thinking about your health, have some Pina Colada, man. Why not? You know, a little bit of pineapple, a little bit of rum, a little bit of coconut cream, bang, and you got a Pina Colada. So have one today if you're of age. Today is Don't Step on a Bee Day. And that's probably good advice, you know what I mean? Especially if you're barefoot, you're walking around. But bees are important to our earth. Bees are important for coevolution. They are important for you and I to live every day. They are part of the whole food process. So we need the bees, and things are killing the bees off. And the studies I've read about the bees dying off have all pointed to radio waves. And then bees near cell phone towers, they can't live. Birds near cell phone towers, they can't live, and the birds are deformed. All these things are being represented in nature. We need to take care of all that. So don't step on a bee today. A hornet, do it, man. Bee, no. Nussy barefoot. Today is International Town Criers Day, and that's kind of what I am. You know what I mean? You go out there, you want to tell the news, hear ye, check this out. James Comey did terrible things. De Blasio's a jerk. You know, Trump's a decent guy in his heart, but a pig on his surface. Hawaii's messed up. You know what I mean? That's the deal, man. Cancer killing people? That's a town crier's job. So the modern town criers, of course, are on the radio. They're out there in the media trying to tell you what your business is or tell you what the deal is in the world. But back in the day, they had a bell. They'd walk around and they would just kind of read the news and what's going on and then ring the bell and say, hear you, and do this. So very important part in the beginning of the media as we know it. And today is also Teddy Bear Picnic Day. So go on that picnic. Take your teddy bear. If you're 50 years old, you're going to look weird, man, but don't let people judge you. This is Michael Engley on the Daily Update for Monday, July 10th, 2017 on United Public Radio Network, UPRN, talkradio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Pass Christiane.